We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is St. Louis's News Radio, and this is Overtime.
Okay, I'm ready.
With the victory today, the St. Louis Blues will set a new franchise record for most playoff wins in a playoff season with number 11. Binnington setting the same record for the Blues from a goalie standpoint.
Does Jordan Binnington ever break a sweat? Does he ever look even slightly nervous or emotional? That's amazing. Welcome to Overtime for Monday, May the 20th. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show.
Good morning, and let's go Blues.
And Brad Young with Harris Dowell Fisher and Young.
Good morning, Debbie.
All right, that was a very exciting game yesterday. I was hoping they would win. I wasn't expecting it to be a complete shellacking, Brad Young. Thoughts?
Well, the thoughts are this. You know, I made the comment last week that every playoff game that I went to, the Blues lost. So when we won that Game 7 against Dallas, it was very exciting. I made sure that I did not go to the game just to make sure that we won. And so, and then I watched a few more games. Every game I watched, we lost. So now I'm not even going to watch the games except on the DVR. I did that yesterday. You know, I watched the DVR only. We won. So right now, you know, I am not going to even watch the game tonight except on the DVR just to make sure, or tomorrow night, just to make sure that we win.
Now, can you listen? Like on KMOX.com or on KMOX, could you listen?
Debbie, I don't know that I can risk it.
Okay.
I don't know that I can risk it. Really, let's go Blues.
What if it's on Y98?
Well, listen, sacrifice, there has to be a sacrifice made to make sure the Blues win, and I'm going to make that sacrifice.
Well, so if you're just, then you're rolling it back and you're watching it all.
Yes, I'm watching on the DVR, but
it's not in real time.
Not in real time.
All right. He's taken one for the team. Charlie, thoughts about yesterday?
You know, up with all those stories from Gloria to, you know, Jordan Binnington, and now there's the Brad Young storyline. Yeah, I think it's a team of destiny. We're up against our familiar championship foe, Boston. You know, we faced them in the Super Bowl and the World Series, and I hope it's the Stanley Cup. I think we're a team of destiny, so... You know, I don't want to jinx it either, so I won't say too much.
I don't want to get too excited. One more game to go, but honestly, yesterday, the Sharks looked so spent. They looked so demoralized. That crowd was so quiet. Now, there is every chance they can, you know, pull it together, but based on the way they looked yesterday, they just looked very sad and depressed. Wah, wah. Okay, so Brad's not going to go to the game. We already know this. He's not going to spend the money on it. But if he were to spend money to go see this next game, according to StubHub, the cheapest tickets for Game 6 tomorrow night, $786, and that is for a $100 seat. Some tickets are going for more than $3,000. Would you pay that kind of money to see the Blues or anyone, Charlie?
Those are asking prices, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I would not pay that. I know some people would. StubHub lists what people are asking, but what are people paying? There's a whole difference there, isn't there?
Oh, there's a big difference. But what comes to mind, I'm a season ticket holder for the Cardinals, and of course, whatever you pay for those tickets, it's always money well spent. But the last season that the Rams were here, I had a friend of mine say, hey, I've got my Rams tickets. You know, I can let them go for $200 or $300 a seat. And I said, great, you're going to pay me $200 or $300 to go to the game? I said, I'll take it. He said, no, you pay me. I'm like, oh, no, that's not,
what?
I'm not doing that.
Oh.
So, you know, I was thinking, I'll go see a Rams game if you're going to pay me $300 that last season, really? You know? But when we all knew that the team was leaving, I'm not going to pay $300
No, you have to give those away.
Nah, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, with, like, drink vouchers. Charlie, what would you say is the most money that you have ever spent on a ticket for anything.
Oh, well, anything. You mean like airfare or something?
No, no. I mean like to go see a show or a sporting event.
That's a great question. Not too much. I'm too cheap to spend a lot of money on either sports or entertainment. I would not impress you with whatever amount it actually was. You would not be impressed.
What about you, Brad?
Well, my dad was a big fan of the Chicago Bulls, and he could never go to a game, lived in Southern Illinois. So a few years before he passed away, I had a client get some tickets for the Chicago Bulls just so my dad could go see the Bulls play. And he got to see Michael Jordan play. And so we spent a fair amount of money on that. But the point wasn't to see the game. The point was to honor my father. Aww. And I thought that was money well spent.
Very yeah. nice.
I think probably it wasn't for one concert, but one of my favorite bands is Depeche Mode, and they never, ever come to St. Louis. And it was just a comedy of errors that we had planned a trip to San Antonio to see them, and it fell through, and I ate a bunch of money on that. And then we had tickets to see them in Chicago, and we went all the way up there. And then the concert got canceled, and we lost a bunch of money. So probably I was like over $1,000 or more in the hole for trying to see a show that I never saw. That was sad. Anyway, we have to take a break here, and when we come back, traffic and weather together, it's 8:37.
Get ready for the Cards and Royals Tuesday night. Ameren Total Access, 6:20. First pitch, 7:15. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Vladimir Tarasenko, he will come in on the penalty shot. And in shootout scenarios for the St. Louis Blues, Vladimir Tarasenko comes in, he shoots, scores! What a shot, glove side! 3-0 Blues as Tarasenko scores on the penalty shot.
Oh, that was exciting. We could listen to Blues highlights all day and Depeche Mode. All right. What they're going to be hearing in just about 15 minutes in University City, they're having a news conference this morning about the big project at 170 and Olive Boulevard. This has been in the works for several years. It's been kind of controversial for a number of reasons. But University City unveiling a new agreement for the development, replacing a previous deal that included a major miscalculation. That original deal with Webster Groves-based Novus Development was introduced in January but pulled back after a resident, mind you, found a multi-million-dollar error in how consulting firm PGAV calculated how much sales tax revenue the city would get with the TIF project, the TIF for the project. So now that they have revamped this, Charlie, should you city approve this? Also, some people are saying, you know, this is just like your average, typical big box development, nothing special about it. So thoughts?
Well, U City keeps complaining they don't have the sales tax, and they're hoping that if they put something like Costco in there, they'll start generating that. And I don't know all the details. I think they're going to be released later this morning at about 9:30 or so. So it's hard to say exactly, but here we have once again, we are giving tax breaks for grocery stores, and that's what Costco is, largely. And that makes no sense because the grocery stores have to be here anyway, and that's less money in the region. Also, we're going to lose some businesses that I think are special, including Bob's Seafood. We're not certain what's going to happen there. I talk to the owners every once in a while, and as of about 3 weeks ago, they didn't have any updates on their future. And that area also is the home to a lot of ethnic restaurants, the likes of which you don't see all around the greater St. Louis area. So I think for U City, it may generate more sales tax dollars. For the region, I can't say it's a net plus. You know, I just don't think it makes sense to subsidize things that have to be here anyway, including grocery stores. Now, if this was a true poverty pocket, like let's say you were in North St. Louis, East St. Louis, where you know almost everybody is on public subsidy, that might be a different case, but I don't put University City in that category by far.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm in favor of it. In this instance, though, Charlie, I think that the TIF money is going to be going to areas of U City that do qualify as poverty areas. But even with that stipulation, I still see it as a net negative for the area. Even if you subsidize the building of a Costco at a certain location, that's going to pull business from other local grocery stores. And so the tax revenue that would normally go from these other facilities are going to be lost into this this TIF hole. So overall for the region, I think it will be a net negative.
All right. How about a net positive here for the graduates at Morehouse College? Billionaire Robert Smith was the commencement speaker and gave the class of 2019 a gift they will never forget. He announced he was going to pay everyone student loans at a cost of an estimated $40 million. Smith received an honorary doctorate from Morehouse for speaking to the graduating class. So what are the odds that Robert Smith becomes the most sought-after commencement speaker?
Yeah, really.
Or also, if this becomes a fun trend among billionaires, what do you think, Brad?
Well, I think it's interesting. Before the show, I was talking to producer extraordinaire Chris Myhill, and he's going to be inviting Mr. Smith over to his house renovation speaking event. And so he can show up and talk about the renovation to his house, and you know, maybe he's going to pay off the mortgage. That certainly is the hope. But yeah, it could become a new trend. And if so, listen, when my daughter graduates, next daughter graduates from college, we'll be inviting Oprah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Excellent.
You know, it's kind of interesting. If you look on Twitter, there are local leaders here who are blasting Smith because he was in favor of tax laws that gave him a lot of money. And I thought, well, you know, he is giving back. I mean, he's a real impressive guy in the sense that he didn't start from much. I think he's an Austin guy, and he's got 46,000 employees. And wow, when was the last time anyone did anything quite this extraordinary? I mean, it just, I think it's fantastic. Although, it does raise also the question, why is college so expensive in the first place?
I know.
Right, but it also leads into the next discussion, and that is, what I don't want to see happen is that, oh, Mr. Smith is giving away money to pay off college loans, now the government should do that. I mean, those are two completely separate issues, and I know personally I'm not in favor of a free college education for all, because it harms those people who work hard and pay for it themselves. If Mr. Smith wants to be very generous with his money, you know, God bless him. Mm-hmm. But then if he turns around and says that we should then be generous with everyone else's money, that's a different story.
Do you think that the government should at least get involved with possibly keeping the price of college down? Because it has a huge impact on everyone in the economy when people are leaving college saddled with such debt.
It does. I don't know how you would necessarily do that. I know that college tuition goes up at rates that are exponentially greater than the rate of inflation, and we've got to get a handle on that.
All right, we need to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our junk food addictions.
I want to hear more.
This is Overtime on KMOX.
It's 8:52. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Brad Young and Charlie Brennan. Now, Charlie is actually a very healthy eater.
At times.
But I think many of us are junk food junkies, and we know it. Anyone who's ever pulled open a bag of chips knows how hard it is to just eat one. A new study from the National Institutes of Health aims to understand why. In the landmark research appearing in the journal Cell Metabolism, it shows that ultra-processed foods may actually have something habit-forming in them, pushing people to overeat and gain more weight than those on a whole food or minimally processed food diet. Charlie, do you think junk food can be addictive? And if so, what is your junk food weakness?
Well, I got a zillion of them, really. But I think there was a book called Salt, Sugar, Fat that chronicled how Cheetos actually are designed to addict the consumers, and it probably works because there are people like that. You know, honestly, Ted Drew's, I was there on Saturday. I got some in the freezer right now, both at home and at work, and it's something I really got to watch. I really enjoy it.
So you're a sweets guy.
Oh, I like it all. I like the fat. I like the salt. I like the sweet. Yeah. Not to mention a certain libations.
Brad, do you think junk food's addictive?
What?
Say it ain't so.
I want to know, how do you get us to do a study like this? I mean, that's what Brad, we're going to pay you $10,000 to eat all the Doritos you can eat.
I don't think that's what researchers were doing.
Just to see if it's addictive. I mean, I want to get in on that study. No, popcorn. Popcorn is my weakness.
Mm. I love popcorn.
And in fact, my wife said that's how she knew that we were going to have to get married, because we went to see a movie. And I said, when I went to get some popcorn to see the movie, I said, give me the greatest, largest tub of popcorn you can give us. And she said, you know, when she'd go out on dates with other people, they would get the small and say, oh, I can't eat more than three kernels. You know, and I said, give me the large tub, please.
Oh, I get the small just because I know if there's popcorn in front of me, I will continue eating it until it is gone. Just the smell of it alone.
Yeah, that's my addiction right there.
I smell popcorn popping and it's like, you know, I follow the smell.
But in and of itself, popcorn's not bad, is it?
No, not until you dump all the butter and salt on it.
Sure, sure.
I mean, what's wrong with a little butter and salt?
And so, at the theater, is it really butter or is it liquid
butter
mixture?
Flavoring.
Yeah.
Although, I think at the High Point, or is it the Tivoli where they have real butter?
And is that even better?
I never get the butter or butter flavoring. Just give me popcorn with salt and I am good. So are you a salty or sweet?
Definitely salty.
Yeah, me
no
too.
Question about it.
I can pass up ice cream, no problem. But salty stuff, I can't. Let's see. Do we have time for one more? We do. Let's see. Bernie Sanders. Well, we talked about felons already, didn't we? Bernie. Yeah, we did. We did that topic once a long time ago. Well, let's do this off the menu. Since we're talking about Bernie Sanders. He went on Fox News and did a whole hour town hall. Pete Buttigieg did one, too. And he's getting a lot of pushback because some of the other Democratic candidates say they're not going to do Fox News. There's no reason. Pete Buttigieg said the reason he did it was that Fox News is never going to present the Democratic candidates as themselves. And so if they don't show up for Fox News viewers, how are they ever going to get the message? What do you think about that, Charlie?
Well, speaking of Bernie, he did the same thing recently,
exactly, right?
Yeah. And Fox News, God love him, must be doing something right because the president doesn't like him. He's been tweeting angry remarks about Chris Wallace in particular. And the Democrats don't like Fox News. So hats off to Fox News. They must be doing something right at some point.
Well, and the other thing, too, Charlie, is that Fox News, so many people misunderstand Fox News. There's opinion, and then there's the news division. And even within Fox News, there's a large debate between the news division and the opinion division. And this is clearly the news division that's doing this. I applaud them for doing that, but there is a line of demarcation over at Fox News between the news and then all the opinion people like the Sean Hannitys and Laura Ingrams and the Tucker Carlson. So I think it's unfair to categorize Fox News as a whole unless you separate those two divisions.
All right, it's 8:57. We've got to go. Charlie Brennan up after the news at the top.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.